the high-end game. Today's Monday. It's Rav Shvat. I just want you to know that yesterday I got on the WhatsApp the letter. I mentioned to you that Shabbos was the yahrzeit of the Baba Sali. And somebody was mafasim the letters about his discussion about coming. What happened was, you read the letters. Some guy published a book and he writes the letters, but it's so mugzim. It's so clearly a guy with a poetic license adding salsalois. It's very hard to take seriously. Someone sent around the page yesterday. I got it from several different sources, which presumably have the Baba Sali's letter to the Rebbe and the Rebbe's answer back. But I didn't see Baba Sali's letter to the Rebbe, but the Rebbe's answer back is printed. And I said right away, whoever did this, I so politicized it, you'll forgive me. There's a magzim gewesen, an ungeschmalz, that you can't believe a word he says. So as a consequence of this, people put up the actual letters. I would like to see the Baba Sali's letter to the Rebbe. But the story is very simple. The Baba Sali is in Morocco. And he moved to Eretz Yisrael. And he writes to the Rebbe. And again, it's very hard to know what's real and what's not real, because you can't believe a word of a guy's mouth. If you know that in Anderplatz is at Ashtarke Magzim, you don't know what's true and what's not. He writes, he says, I spent my whole life learning and davening. I was not Mavatel Tato one moment. As he writes to the Rebbe. He says, and over here I have no rest. People come to me by day and by night. I want to move to America. And this no Lenin, no one is going to know where I am, so I should continue my life of Tedav Aved without Bittel Teda. They shaped the Mrem. And again, I don't know if this letter was ever written. I never see the original. And again, based on how he writes what the Rebbe wrote back to him, it's hard for me to trust the word. But one of the things that's written in this letter, which I don't know how much older the Baba Sali was from the Rebbe, but he was more than 10 years older than the Rebbe. I think he was closer to the age of the three than the Rebbe. And he writes in this letter, which is published in this book, that I don't believe, it says that the reason he's asking the Rebbe, "Vamat Mach is given in Himmel as letter the Nasi Hador." This is 1952, Tafshin Yud Beis. The Rebbe was the Rebbe 1 year. And Baba Sal is living in Eretz Yisrael. He's never laid eyes on the Rebbe. The Rebbe's like, Rebbe a year. And he's asking the Rebbe a question which is negated to his whole life. And the Rebbe writes him back a letter. And there's more than one letter. And the Rebbe's letter is very beautiful. Very beautiful. Very warm, very very uplifting. But there's a bottom line. The bottom line of the Rebbe is, you're thinking about leaving the people who need you? Basically, what are you needed for if not for the people who need you? And the Rebbe advises him to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And forget, people are bothering you. They are good. Those imams just like bothered him. And then there's a... The Rebbe's writing to Baba Sali.
What was his question?
His question was that he wants to leave. He moved away from Morocco to Eretz Yisrael. He wants to leave Eretz Yisrael and move to America. Because Mabadetim. He wanted to come to America, according to what I saw, and I myself, I'm not sure if it's true or not, because he wanted to be able to learn in Davin. He says, Loi Bitalti Teira Meyola. A person should say, and that was Mabatel Teira. That's a big madrega. Chab came on this Mabatel Teira Gevesen. And now I can't learn. Anyway, the Rebbe sustained it, so it's a long letter. The end of the story is another letter where the Rebbe writes to him again that I sent you a letter with my opinion. And I got back from you a letter that you're accepting my opinion, and you're accepting my opinion without any complaint, without any title. And the Rebbe writes, this gratifies me incredibly, but I yield. A yid who was, like I said, I think he was closer in age to the Friedrich Rebbe than to the Rebbe. Asks the Rebbe Neitzah, the Rebbe is a Rebbe a year, 1 year. And then he changes the trajectory of his entire life. He stayed in Eretz Yisrael at Yemi HaAchel and he never visited America. It's Peledik. It's Mamish Meidendik. It's Meidendik. You know, you want to define a person who's great, yeah? The Alter Rebbe Gehat Amalamit. And somebody told me now that they found in Lubavitch his matzeva, his tzion. Idun Lubavitch in Lozhna. His name was Rabbi Sochaber Kabilniker. Sochaber Kabilniker was a Talmud of the Mezitcher Magid. And he was the son-in-law of the Magid of Lubavitch, or the Rav of Lubavitch, whose name was Rabbi Yosef. And he was made into the Magid. When the Alter Rebbe was a child, he taught him Torah. The Alter Rebbe was born in Lajna. But that because of Ein Abisha, the Mezitra Magid was worried about Ayin Hara, they moved from the big city of Lajna, which had about 100 families, to the small city of Lubavitch, which had 25 families. And the Alter Rebbe grew up in Lubavitch. And his Melamed was this Rabbi Sacheber. This is Melamed. Then the Alter Rebbe came to the Magid. The Alter Rebbe came back to Vice Ruslan, to White Russia, to Belarus. Yeah. And there's a whole Arichas. First he was a Talmud of the Magid. Then he was a Talmud of Ram the Malach. Then he was a Talmud of the Mendel HaRadokim. And all this time, Rabbi Sober Kabilnik, and is that Rabbi Kabilnik. And then the Mendel HaRadokim moves to Israel. And then one fine day, Rabbi Sober Kabilnik came up with a brilliant idea. Why should I be a Rebbe? I'll be the competition of the Alter Rebbe. I'll close shop, I'll become his chassid. And that's exactly what he did. Rabbi Sober Kabilnik, Rebbe, instead of being a Metzias Bifnei Atzmi, now think about what that takes. He was Alter Rebbe's Malamed. He was older than the Alter Rebbe. You know, in those days, years were different than today. You know, if the Alter Rebbe was 8 and he was 18, But for that thread, this is greatness. A person should appreciate that I'm better off being at the feet of the Alter Rebbe than being a Metzias Bifnei Atzmi. Is as our grace guy, the Friedrich Rebbe Alein describes a Sipur Yadua that the Baal Shem Tev had a son whose name was Reb Tzvi. And Reb Tzvi was Mamale Mekayim Kotchev from Baal Shem Tev. He succeeded the Baal Shem Tev's place. Why? As Eid is a Pitera, right? The father and the son, the Yedish. And then comes a year later, and Reb Tzvi is sitting with the Chassidim on the Baal Shem Tev's first yard site. And the Gita Zog, this is printed in the Sichas of Feeding and Rebbe, from the sources for the Sipur also by the Pelish at Tzadikim, as the Tzvi said, the Tatev Amir Given. My father came to me. And according to what I saw in Pelish at Svarim, the Tatev Maber, it's the Gives. My father just walked into this room as they were sitting. Unat me gezogt. As the Shechina medepanse pamalia shal maila is a ribi gegangen zu der Bed in you. Lo mirem opgeb mazel tov, zoller sitzen auf meiner, und ich will sitzen auf seiner. And he stood up, and the Mezitra Magid stood up, and they changed kapitas, because the Rebbe had a kapita with a little felt on the collar, and the rest of them had plain silk. And the Magid sat down at the head of the table, and the Tzvi sat down at the Magid's place, and that was the whole story. There was no politics, and there was no fights, and there was no two teams, and there was no grudges, and we forget something in them. So the Friedrich Rebbe writes, you know, this fun design behind the other video so for a person to be oil of the Gedullah and then to give it up. Because if you're oil of the Gedullah, you get Moidanika Koiches. You get Moidanika Koiches, right? The Fana Maisa with Isaac Homlet. Rabbi Isaac Homlet, Mount Rebbe Zachos. And Rabbi Isaac Homlet was told about Rebbe once in Yechidus. There's two gears to the Sefer. One gear says, Dos nit velen zayn a Rebbe, don't wish to be a Rebbe. And the other gears is, Dos nit chepen mit meine kinder, don't interfere with my children. When the Mitzvah Rebbe passed away, Lubavitch had no Rebbe. Tamachtali didn't want. So I went to Eisel, Rabbi Eisel Homler. Rabbi Eisel Homler was from the G'day Lichsirat Morav Zaken. And he agreed. He forgot about the Yechidus. He agreed. And he sold his house, and he sold his belongings, and he climbed into the wagon to go to Lubavitch, to be Malam Akeim Kodesh, the Mitzvah Rebbe. As he climbed into the wagon, two things happened. Number one, he repeated this. That it says in Gemara, it's brought in Chassidus, but Nagdam of Tanya, that Meir Einish Neim Avaya, that when you help somebody help, Nasamecha V'li Bizakim Elopomim Koch, you grow a thousandfold, Elephatus. So Rabbi Eisel said, I walked into the wagon and I felt Koiches. Why did I get Koiches? For accepting to be a Rebbe, I got Koiches. But at the same moment, he also remembered the Yechidus. So he stepped off the wagon. And he said the Koiches he never lost. Whatever it was that he received by stepping on the wagon stayed. That's the Rabbi Eisel. But it's not always that way. The Tzvi was a Rebbe for a year. And it says in the Rishimnes, the Friedrich Rebbe writes, the Chassidus started to fall to pieces. The Tzvi was a great tzaddik with Baal Shem Tov's son. But he didn't have at all a chush of Hanhoga. He wasn't a leader. The Mezitra Magid, even though physically he was very limited and he didn't travel, was an incredibly great leader, an organizer. So this is a story of Yid, the little B'dei Reinu, the Baba Sali, who Poshet was Mavatel's day to the day of the Rebbe. It's remarkable. I'm just mentioning it because I spoke about him on Thursday, I spoke about him yesterday, and this morning people sent around, last night, people were sending around this letter from a book, totally mugzim. So in this chus of these hadzamas, so people found in the Rebbe's letters, the original, the Rebbe's letters to him, and you see one of the nicest letters is what the Rebbe writes, I sent you the letter, and you listened to me, and you wrote back that you're listening to me mit dem ganzen Herzen, and that you don't have a tina, a taine, and the Rebbe says, this makes me so happy. It's a moitendike meise. I spent Shabbos in Virginia by a Deitch, by one of the Deitch brothers. I went to yeshiva with him. Hadribe de Telta Meise that I heard before, but I just heard it now. That Reb David Deitch. David Deitch was a businessman. He was a clean shaven man. But he came from Spitz Chabad. And he was in Yechidus. And the Rebbe gave him an Eitze about something. And then the Rebbe asked him to give me a phone. You're going to listen to me? He said, the Rebbe said, I'm going to listen. I think he said, a soldier does what he's commanded. And the Rebbe started to cry. Favos, from the Folktemisht. Who was that Folktemisht? Anash! And here is a Godel B'Yisrael, a Sfardi. Who b'chlal, what kind of shaykes was between Sfardim and Ashkenazim? The Rebbe was a Rebbe a year. This happened in Tov Shinyi Beis. The story is pilip-loyim. It's a moidendika mais. Anyway, I shared that for two reasons. First of all, because it's a b'haflah. And second of all, I want to sweeten the maimed a little. I'm teaching a maimed, and as correctly, it's you have a right to say why we're learning a maimed on Monday. The answer is because we've been learning Basi Lagan. We have a couple of maimedim to catch up. So this is a shmois maimed, but don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. Okay, the truth is, I'm listening to tapes of Fabrengens of the Rebbe. I belong to a group that's called Fabrengen. And this year it works out, but I'm listening on the tapes is what I'm teaching you, Tov Shin Mem. So I listened to this maima 4, 5, 6 times, and the God's my witness. But now I learned it inside, I understand why I didn't understand every word, because it's not such an easy maima. I'm not going to lie to you. So we'll start. We'll do the easy part today and the hard part tomorrow, okay? Now you'll notice that there's numbers. You'll notice that there's numbers. So there's one... page Ayin Dalet. It's also page Ayin Dalet. You have one as the beginning, two is the end of the first paragraph, okay? And then three is close to the beginning of the first paragraph, and four is on page Ayin Hay. Okay, I'm going to talk you through this. This is a maimer from the Rebbe. It's based on Torah 8. I was talking to my Talmidim today in Yeshiva also about this. You know, the Rebbe's maimonim changed. The Rebbe's maimonim changed. When the Rebbe first became a Rebbe, he said, my modim, like all the Rebbeim before. He'd bring a pasuk, and he would ask questions, and then he would go into a whole discussion, and after the whole discussion, he would answer the questions. At a certain point in the Rebbe's maimonim, the Rebbe changed. Now, why the Rebbe changed, I don't know why the Rebbe changed. He didn't tell me, and it's none of my business. But in Das Tachlis, when you look at it, the Pashtas, the Rebbe changed for a simple reason. During the course of the Rebbe's Nesias, the maimonim that no Jew had ever seen were printed on mass over the course of the 40 years of the Rebbe's decease, especially the last 15 or 20, the Rebbe printed dozens, scores, maybe hundreds of svarim of my mother chassidus from all the Rebbe, from the Alter Rebbe, from the Middle Rebbe, from the Tzemach Tzedek, from the Rebbe Marash, from the Rebbe Rashab, from the Friedrich Rebbe. So once the my mother chassidus were in print, the Rebbe changed his style. He didn't say a maimed, he referred you to a maimed and added notes. That's why the Maimonim, every Maimon that the Rebbe said after a certain point begins, it's already printed here, there, and someplace else. So the Rebbe is very makatzer. The Rebbe doesn't talk out the Maimon in longhand because he trusts. You want to understand what I'm saying? You look up the source, you'll read it in the original, you understand what's going on, and you'll hear what I'm doing. Because this Maimon is such a Maimon, which it's a tamtif, it's very concentrated. It's based on Maimon Tevei. But the Rebbe doesn't speak out the whole Arichas, he just tells you what he wants to tell you. Let's begin from the beginning, okay? Number one, what you have here is four questions. The Rebbe asks four questions, okay? And the bad news is he only answers two of them. The first question he answers, the second question he answers, the third and fourth questions remain unanswered. So what we're going to do is we're going to learn one question and one answer, and then tomorrow we'll do the second question and the second answer, okay? That's what we'll do. Ve'ele Shmeis B'nei Yisrael Aboyim Mitzrayim. The beginning of Pasha Shmeis. These are the names of the sons of Yisrael who are coming into Mitzrayim. Eis Yankiv. Eis either means along with Yankiv or the Yankiv. Ish ubeise bo, each one came with his bias. Each one came with his bias. Wasn't bias? With his wife, with his malabostin. Now in Pashas Vayigash, Rashi said what happened to the wives of the Shvatim and said they died. Here it says Bepashtus, Ish ubeise, they came with their family. And then it says Reuven, Shimon, Vegem. Now, you should know that it says in the Bein Avachaya that if you read this pasuk literally, Elish Meis B'nei Yisrael Eis Yankiv, nu. So if Yankiv is the son of Yisrael, so who's Yisrael? Yitzchok. Elish Meis B'nei Yisrael, Yisrael means Yitzchok. Eis Yankiv, the first son of Yisrael, is Yankiv Avinu. The Rabbeinu B'chaya writes about the Yigash, that all three of us are called Yisrael. Just like you have every king in Mitzrayim is called Pare, and then they have a personal name. And every king in Syria was called Antiochus, and then they have a personal name. And every king in Rome was called Case, and then he had a personal name. All three of us are called Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, the Yiddish kid, goes to the sons of Avraham. And yeah, Rabbeinu Tzimchaya says this. What's the kasha? The Yadua Diok Rabbeinu Hazokin Baal Ayilula B'Sefer Teira Eir Al Apostle. The Alter Rebbe asks a kasha on this pasuk. What's the pasuk? The Pashas Vayigash Nemer Gamkin Velish Meiz B'nei Yisrael Boi Mitzayim Yankiv Lebon. The Pashas Vayigash already said that Yankiv came to Mitzayim with his family. And there it also says Ve'elish Meiz B'nei Yisrael Boi Mitzayim. And then it says Yankiv Lebon. Bracket V'yaseida Mizu moreover Sham Misupodim Protim Neisafim Al Dvei B'yasa B'sayim. In Pashas Vayigash it lists 70 names, right? Everybody who came, Reuven and all his children, Shimon and all his children, Levi and all of his children, until Yosef and Menashe and Ephraim, yeah? So how come repeat it again? In Pashas Vayigash, Yidden come to Mitzrayim. In Pashas Shmeis, Yidden come to Mitzrayim again. They're already in Mitzrayim. And of course, we all know, Shmeis is the beginning of not a Chumash. So the Tanya starts over again. We're little kids, we had no trouble with this. The Tanya is being dramatic. The Tanya is being artful. The Tanya is being aesthetic. You're starting a new sefer, so you start with a new beginning. But the apiteira, that doesn't work, right? The Tanya says something twice. It's a legitimate and a fair and a good question. Why is it written twice? If in Pashas Vayigash it already says they came to Mitzrayim, how come in Pashas Shmei says they came to Mitzrayim again? And the Rebbe has a very good tenets. Go to number two.
If Rashi says something that you lied, you continue telling and you tell them over and over.
Fine. That's but you don't have to say Ve'elish Meis B'nei Yisrael Aboy in Mitzrayim. Right? The Elish Meis B'nei Aboy in Mitzrayim. That they're coming to Egypt. They're already in Egypt for 100 years when this pasuk is written. So number two is the end of the first paragraph. And it gives a very, very good tenet. Maybe you don't like it, but it's a very good tenet. Umevayir b'teira eir. Four lines from the end of the paragraph. The tenet is a poshut asaf. It says in teira eir, dehine ksiv yoreid yorad nuvagim. That when the shvatim come into Mitzrayim, they say yoreid yorad. Yeah, you learned in cheder. They taught it in Yiddish, yeah? Genidit habemir arop genidit. That's my translation. We went down. Yoreid yoradnu is poetry. It's a redundancy. Same thing twice. So the Alter Rebbe says there's no such thing as... You know what Rashi says at Yoreid yoradnu? We were always the biggest Yacha Badam. We were always the big Matthias. And look at us. We're coming to you for food. That's what Rashi teaches. Yoreid yoradnu. But it says a double Lashon of Yerida. Teaches the Alter Rebbe. Yerida acha Yerida. There's two Yeridas. Yoreid yoradnu means we went down twice. And the Torah also predicts when it comes to the Geula, same thing. I'm going to raise you up. So twice Aliyah. So again, if you read the Torah superficially, you could say that it's poetry. It says that Abahainu Beis Aliyas. Mitzrayim is two descents. And two ascents. They went in and then they went in. They got in trouble and then they got in trouble. You understand? And then the Alila Ilachari, the Kivan Chib Mitzrayim, how you base Yeridis. Since they went into Mitzrayim and they went once down and they went against down, Lochain Huchpullah Yerida Beteira, that's why it says in the Teira, the Elish Meis, it's not the same the Elish Meis, it's not the same Aboy Mitzrayim. It says the same names. But the first time it says in Parshas Vayigash Ve'elish Shmeis B'nei Yisrael, it was Nishal Shegefer Lach. When it begins in Parshas Shmeis, in Sefer Shmeis, a second time, It's not repeating the same thing. It's saying that you can go down, and then that you can go down. You understand? To use Oisius, you have choishech, and then you have somim choishech liyoyim. You have darkness, but at least you know it's dark. And then you have, you're walking around in the darkness, and you're celebrating it. As I heard from the Rebbe, as Eimach git ashpayu yen nezok gishmei bracha. I heard it from the Rebbe. Someone's spitting at you and you're saying it's raining from heaven. Yishmei bracha. That's a double golos. When you don't see the golos as a golos, it's the real golos. So that's a teretz. See how simple it was? A kashim to teretz. A good kashim and a good teretz. Why does it say twice? Ve'elish meiz v'nei yisrael aboyim mitzrayim? Because they went down 2 yeridas. Now the differences between these two psukim and the nuances in the differences explain the difference between the 2 yeridas. But basically this is the idea. Yid went into mitzrayim, that was level 1. And Yid went to Mitzrayim again, that was level 2. Here's the problem. When they left Mitzrayim, they only went out once. Why? Because the second Aliyah of Mashiach comes. Next paragraph. Umam Sheikh Bateri. And the Altareba continued. Ube Emes, to be sure, even though when they went into Mitzrayim, there was a Yirida Acha Yirida. When they went out of Mitzrayim, be Yitzias Mitzrayim, Le Nisalu Rak Pamachasachun. When they left Egypt, they only ascended, came out of the Mitzrayim one time. Ach, but ki aliyah zu ashniyas, ashenis, this second aliyah, which is hinted in the Chumash, and never happened, reimezes agulo asid aliyah b'meira binu am. It's a hint for the Giyul. So right away becomes the shaila. Umashegam geula zu. Why are you hinting the geula of Mashiach? Nirmezah is hinted be'eis ha'yirida le'mitzrayim, when they're going into Mitzrayim, im gulas Mitzrayim, with the redemption from Mitzrayim. You know, like in the story with Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Eki asher eki. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to be with them in this tzara, I'm going to be with them in the next tzara. And Moshe says, well, they have enough tzaras, you got to tell them there's going to be more. So he says, I'm telling you, eki asher eki, you should tell them, eki. Why do you have to know now? You're going out of Mitzrayim, you should know there's going to be another golas, and you're going to go out of that one also. Why do we connect Golos Mitzrayim to 2 yiridas and Geula from Mitzrayim to the 2 aliyahs, where the second aliyah is not till Mashiach comes? That's a good tekash. Mevayir sham de teretz is dehine ksiv, because the pasuk says ki meiteischa me'eretz Mitzrayim arenu neflois, that just like when Yidden left Mitzrayim there were miracles, when Mashiach comes there's also going to be miracles. It says the Rebbe shemakish hakosu, take it compared inyan Gula achreina liyitzias Mitzrayim. The final gula is compared to the first gula. Now you'll see in a moment what the Rebbe is going to say. Okay, the Rebbe is going to say something different. I want to say something that doesn't say in this maimon, but it says in many maimonim. Many maimonim. It's an important idea, right? It's a class. Emes is a classic idea. Yeah. The question becomes: how long does it take to go out of Mitzrayim? How long does it take you out of Mitzrayim? It's just a minute. You're on this side of the border, you're in Mitzrayim. You're on this side of the border, you're in Mitzrayim HaRais, yeah? So the Kashi is asked on a number of psukim. It says, Kimei Tzeischa, like the days you went out of Mitzrayim. How many days does it take you out of Mitzrayim? It takes a second before you're in Mitzrayim, a second after you're out of Mitzrayim, so that's Kimei Tzeischa. And of course the Teretz is, going out of Mitzrayim is not only a geographical thing. It's a ruchni is the kizim. Because Mitzrayim is not only a physical place, Mitzrayim is an idea of constraint. So it says in Chassidus, and this is how the Eibishta tells Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu says Shlachna b'yad tishlach, there's going to be more tzaddis, and they're going to need another goyel. Send somebody else. What does the Eibishta tell him? This is the beginning of that. In other words, one of the ways of answering this question, because from Yitzias Mitzrayim till Mashiach is one long geula. So Hashem says to Moshe, to the Yid, Anoichi alcha gam aloi, you fell in Mitzrayim on 2 levels, on a more ruchni yizdika level, and then a more lower level. And you're going to come out of Mitzrayim. First you're going to go out of the lower Mitzrayim, and then eventually you're going to go out of the higher Mitzrayim. But it's all one long process. From Yitzias Mitzrayim, from when the Jewish nation is born, until Mashiach comes, is one long yula. And that's why it's connected to Yidden's going into Mitzrayim. Went into Mitzrayim, we fell once. Went to Mitzrayim, we fell again. And coming out of Mitzrayim, we go out once and we go out again. The fact that between the first going out and the second going out is over 3,000 years is a process. It's all saints. That's what it says in a lot of maimonim. Here it says something else. What does it say in our maimonim? It says like this. V'hu, What's the similarity between the first Yetzias Mitzrayim and the final Yetzias Mitzrayim? I'm on page Ayin Dalet, 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Shekimoy, just like Shekol Iker Atachos HaMechuvim Begolos Mitzrayim. The reason we went into Mitzrayim and the reason we had a Golos in Mitzrayim, it set us up to receive the Torah. K'mesh Kosev, as the Pasuk says, V'zelecha ha'eis. Mesha says to the Eibishter, two questions. Remember the two questions? Mi anoichi? Ver benich? Who am I to take you out of Mitzrayim? Mi anoichi? What's the second question? And that I should take Yidden out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi teaches, who am I to take Yidden out of Mitzrayim? And who are Yidden to deserve to be taken out of Mitzrayim? And of course, for this Meisher Rabbeinu becomes a Mitzrayim and Allah under the good Zachin. Yeah? So there's two questions. Me and they, who am I to take them out? And who are they to be Zeichet to be taken out? So to the first question, Mi Anechi, what does the Eibishter answer him? Ah, it's so Gishmak. Anechi Shlachtich. Where is tu? Ich hab dir geschickt. Who are you? I made you a Shliach. That's the Tenet. What about the second question? The Chiyetiz Nei Sol Meretz Mitzrayim. So the Eibishter tells him, you're right. You're taking them out of Mitzrayim without a schus, because after they leave, they're going to get the Tehillim. And they're getting the Tehillim, that conversation after the end of 3 months of leaving Mitzrayim, is their schus for going out of Mitzrayim before. In short, Golos Mitzrayim and Geula from Mitzrayim was in order to be able to receive the Tehillim. That's what it says here, right? Let's read it again. Shekemei, just like Shekol Ikid Tachas Hamachuvim Begolos Mitzrayim Chula, going into Golos Mitzrayim and coming out of Mitzrayim, Hayibotei Liskeis LeKabbalas HaTeira, was received the Teira. K'mei Shekosav, as the Pasuk says, V'zelecha Ha'ais, this is their Schus. Ve'itziach Ha'am Hazem Mitzrayim, when you take this people out of Mitzrayim, Tavdenes Ha'lekim Ha'or Hazeh, they're going to serve the Eibish on this mountain when Mashiach comes, after Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now I want to just clarify what this means, right? This Golos Mitzrayim feels like such a waste. Bemis. Golos Mitzrayim seems like such a waste. Why? Yidden were doing so good. Avraham was a tzaddik, Sarah was a tzaddik. Yeah, Yitzchak was a tzaddik, Rivka was a tzaddik, Yankiv was a tzaddik, and Rochalei was a kunius. V'oid v'hu ha'ikin, mitos ha'shleim, he had 13 children, and they were all tzaddikim. There was no Yotam Imenu, there was no Yishmon, there was no Esav, and there was no there was just Bnei Yankiv. So let's continue the tradition. You have a family, and they're all holy. And Yankiv is Bechir Shabbos. They're getting holier, and they're getting better, and they're getting finer, and they're getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do? You ruin the Gan Samais. B'shat Nefesh. The Eibishter told Avraham Avinu that before you're going to become my nation, I'm going to cook you in a cooker. And the Rambam's wording, the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah writes, it was so bad that it was almost totally ukmat kot kol ha'ikir hazeh she'shosel Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was shosel. Avraham Avinu planted a sapling of achdas Hashem, of tzedakah, of chinuch, and the Eibishter with his own hands basically destroyed it. But there was a psashtikel, there was a little bit of life left, and then he sent Meisha Rabbeinu and took us out of Messiah and we got the tail. What's the game? What's this going to spiel with us? Huh? That's a good teretz, but it's not an adequate teretz. I mean, it's a good teretz for Mitzrayim. But why do we have to suffer? Because Mitzrayim bez nitzutzim. The Eibishter wants to make a nation. Vazan a Yidden shulded that Mitzrayim bez nitzutzim. So the teretz, in part, is because the Yidden need to be made into a new Mitzias. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankiv, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, all tzaddikim, it's a konius, who came to the Eibishter with what they were. To get the Torah, you have to become the Eibishter's nation. To become the Eibishter's nation, you have to become a new Metzias. And there's a rule about a new Metzias. What's the rule about a new Metzias, huh? That you got to erase the old. When you remove the old, then the new is completely new. Right? Like your seed has to rot, and then the new fruit can grow. Fanasipra, I was talking to my bracham this morning, that the Rebbe Ayatz was very, very, very ill. And the Ragachavel wrote a letter. I declare with my power of Teda that you should be a gezunt. And the Fidik ever recovered. And when the Fidik ever heard about the Ragachava's letter, he saw the letter also, he said that the Ragachava is Sara Teda. And the Ragachava explained, why did Rebbe get sick? Because Yesh v'Yesh, I am before the Rebbe was the son of a Rebbe. And that's a Yesh. Now he's a Rebbe, he's an Ander Yesh. They have Ayin Berks. So the Yidden had to go into Mitzrayim because before that they were people serving the Eibishter. Now they were Jewish people. It's a different bishop, a different Mitzvah. To get the Torah, you need Yidden. To create Yidden, you need to take people and make them completely over, renew them. And Golos Mitzrayim was this Kor HaBazel, this melting pot which created the nation of HaKadosh Baruch. And as I always tell you, the Rebbe speaks about so many sikhs, one of the aspects of this is that it's tzaddikim, beinyanim, v'rishayim. Before then, if you were a good person, you were servant of the Eibishter. If you were a bad person, you were finished. The Jewish people are a nation. The biggest drosh, it's vishin yidin is a yid. That doesn't come from Avraham Avinu. That comes from Mitzrayim. Then we can get to Torah. So the Rebbe continues. Kach, so too, six lines in the bottom of the page. Kol arichus hagolos hazeh. This golos is the liskeif legili pnimis atayda shiri yosef lovi. We're going to get a new Torah. Now we don't know how good that, we don't know what this new Torah is about. Listen, the Rebbe told the tale. The Rebbe took a kochten them. The Rebbe used to tell the Yank of Katz all over Shom to repeat this story. The Rebbe said, "Du musst doch dorten gewesen, which the Rebbe deshvered in Meisah the tale. The tale libet." On a number of occasions, the Rebbe asked to repeat the story. That the Friedrich Rebbe said once in a Fabrengen. And the Rebbe used to ask Yankel Katz to repeat it by the table. That the Tzemach Tzedek said that when Mashiach comes, what's going to be different in a chosid and a misnagi? Someone who learned chosidus and someone who didn't learn chosidus. He said, first of all, nothing. We're both going to be so shocked by Pnimiyas HaTorah, neither of us are going to be familiar with it. It's not like if you learn chosidus and Mashiach's going to come, yeah. But there'll be an aha. Aha, this is what I learned. Aha. In other words, what we understand today is who knows what. When Mashiach is going to come, we're going to say, aha, this is the pshat, you understand? So when Mashiach comes, going to be a new Torah, and Golos Mitzrayim prepares us for this. When the Eibishter gave us Torah, the first time he gave us the revealed Torah. Avo pnimis time Torah, yagil shalham liyasad lovi, the inner Torah is going to be when Mashiach comes. And the Rebbe says, v'chein ben yeshiva da Golos, this exile, that it says in Golos Mitzrayim v'yemaros chayim aveidah kosher b'cheimin ovelveinim chalaveidah basadim. So you have three things, aveidah kosher, cheimin, and ovelveinim, and aveidah kosher basadim. And the Rebbe says the same is true, kol gamav manachashit and zeya. Aveidah kosher means the kashis that you understand and trying to understand the Gemara. B'cheimin, dokal v'cheimin, which is another derech halim, atop of page INA. Ovelveinim dol libun hilchasa, trying to make a halacha clear. In other words, in Mitzrayim they worked with mortar and bricks. Now we work with Torah Shabbal Peh. And you know what? It's hard. It's very hard. You have to have kashe and chemed and levedim. Hainu. Sha'ashibud ato. The current enslavement. Top of page INA, second line. V'tur ha'chona. La'gil de li'yosir. It's a pressure for Mashiach. Is b'lim with Torah Shabbal Peh. We're not working with physical bricks. We're learning with ruchnis de bricks. And you have to work very, very hard. Shibachin is b'lim mispah. That the Torah Shabbal Peh is endless. Nu. How do you eat something which is endless? Kind of hard to eat something which is endless, yeah? So you work very hard to get some of it. So Teresh Rapeh is endless. And there's a Yigiyah in Teresh Rapeh. And the Yigiyah in Teresh Rapeh now prepares us for the Rosh Hashanah Mashiach. Okay? I have to stop now because Rabbi Blooming is here. Tomorrow we're going to do the second Kasha in Teretz. Okay? Okay, good morning. I'll see you then. Wasn't too hard, huh? Wasn't so hard, huh? I tried very hard. Or not so hard. Okay, I need to copy.